Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, one of the Ebola survivors, Dr. Ian Crozier, had survived the Ebola infection last fall. All of a sudden, he starts having some eye problems, and his blue eye turns green. Ebola was in his eye, still after all these months. We're going to talk about that. Very, very spooky. Very spooky when these viruses lurk around. We have those of you that take cholesterol medications and can't stand the fact that, you know, I love the statin medications for cholesterol. Well, they may actually slow prostate cancer progression. So for those of you that may have a prostate cancer lurking, being on these cholesterol medications may slow it down even more. Next, a lot of us are having trouble losing weight. Well, maybe we need to move to a higher altitude. Apparently, living in a higher altitude may help us lose weight. Pretty exciting stuff. At Mount Everest, man, here I come. I guess Elvis's painkillers, the bottle, the pill bottles that held his painkillers, are going up for auction. You know, it's funny. You never know what's going to be worth something later in life. So I'm going to tell my husband to keep those. I use Anusol suppositories for hemorrhoids occasionally. So I'm going to tell him to keep those bottles. They're big and they're really good looking, you know, because they contain, you know, they hold all the suppositories because suppositories are kind of big. I'll tell him to start keeping those because they, I mean, they could be worth some money and, you know, God forbid anything happens to me. By the way, I don't know if any of you guys know, Saturday is Stamp Out Hunger Day food drive. So what really happens is this is amazing. Your postman is going to pick up when he drops off the mail, the Saturday mail. He's going to pick up food items for you. So what I guess this is called Stamp Out. Get it stamp for U.S. Postal Service. Is that cool? See, the National Association of Letter Carriers says this event is the largest one-day food drive in the nation, and it is brilliant because it's so easy to do. I mean, it's so easy. Apparently, this is the 23rd annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive. So any canned meats like tuna, chicken, salmon, canned or boxed meals, soup, chili, stew, macaroni and cheese, canned or dried beans, you know, beans, I mean, they make you fart anyway. So, do you really need to hold on to that, you know, can? Pinto, lentils, pasta, rice, cereal, canned fruits, 100% fruit juice that is canned, plastic, or boxed, canned vegetables, cooking oil, boxed cooking mixes like pancakes, breads, etc. They'll pick it up. I guess put it in a bag right next to the mailbox so it gets picked up as they drop off the mail. Okay? That is going to be awesome, Saturday. All right, so, oh, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get started. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, now we have the Ebola virus here. And this Ebola virus had changed a man's blue eye green, probably because blue and all the pus and the inflammation started to change the color. But Dr. Ian Crozier was released from Emory University Hospital back in October. He had this long, brutal fight with Ebola, nearly ended his life, and thank God he was able to be cured thanks to the medical team. I forget if he got the serum or if he got the ZMAP. Unfortunately, less than 2 months later, he was back at the hospital with vision loss, intense pain, and soaring pressure in the left eye. What happened? They found Ebola was lurking and living in his eye. All right, so everybody all kind of freaked out. All right, he was Ebola-free in the blood. But remember we said that the virus could persist in semen for months, so we told people not to have unprotected sex in case they spread Ebola? Nobody really ever looked about, you know, looked into tears or eyes, etc. Now, we don't think Ebola is emitted through tears. All right? They said that his tears and the surface of his eye were virus-free. He posed no risk to anyone who had casual contact with him. All right? And as we could tell, if this was a couple months later, like December, January, here we are in May. So far, so good. But wow. Okay, he's 44 years old. He calls himself a poster child for the post-Ebola syndrome. Since he had Ebola, he's had debilitating joint pain, muscle pain, deep fatigue, hearing loss, and eye trouble. There's even been reports that survivors have been left completely blind, completely deaf. Again, you know, we're hearing, you know, this anecdotally, so, you know, this hasn't been studied. You know, I mean, we need to be able to go over there or bring survivors here and study them and find out what this post-Ebola syndrome is. But the eye problems, if you have Ebola lurking in the eye, this can definitely threaten sight. Any sort of viral, severe viral infection could hurt the eye. And so he had uveitis, which is the inflammation of that will cause your iris, the beautiful color, the color part of the eye, to inflame. Pretty scary stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. I'm not sure how he's doing right now, but you know, when we look at the pictures of his eye, it just blows your mind. And you know, don't underestimate these viruses. They will live, and they will live in areas that you would not think, because remember, they don't want to be coughed out or spewed out or peed out or pooped out. An eye is a very nice place to go. He was treated with antiviral drugs. He was also treated with steroids for the uveitis to decrease inflammation. Very difficult to treat a bad viral infection with steroids, because you could possibly make the viral infection worse. However, sometimes the inflammation is devastating, so we have to use steroids a lot of times along with the antivirals. And so hopefully he could regain the vision, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. Wow. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know, see, everybody's name rhymes at work. So I got to make sure, you know, I get it right. You know, it's really easy when you work with a Bartholomew. Because then, you know, how do you forget Bartholomew? When you got Tom, you got Don, you got Dan. You know, not to mention all my ex-boyfriends. My brain is just completely scrambled. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Tom is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it, especially if any of you tuning in are named Tom or Don or Dan or whoever. Ben, you know, Dirk. Oh, man, I wonder if Dirk is listening. Dirk was hot, but we won't go there because I'm married now and my husband doesn't like me talking about Dirk. Dirk. Not Dirk Diggler. Come on. Oh, you guys are going to love this. I tried this the other night. Oh, this is awesome. Have you guys heard about the 5-7-8 breathing exercise? All right. This was discovered. I want to give, I believe it's Kevin Meehan, a holistic practitioner and founder of Meehan Formulations, thinks this breathing technique could be effective because it encourages the fast removal of carbon dioxide and it makes you sleepy. All right, and I tried it and it worked. It really did. He says appropriate respiration is effective in removing carbon dioxide from our systems. Doing so equates to a better preservation of the bicarbonate pool, our reservoirs for helping maintain an appropriate pH balance. Okay, so it's called the 4-7-8 technique. You can do the exercise in any position. I was doing it while lying down trying to sleep, you know, hugging my pillows. But he says it's recommended to sit with your back straight while learning the exercise. Okay, everybody straighten your back. I know, watch, we'll like fall asleep on air. Wheel explains to place the tip. Oh, wait a second. Now it's Wheel's technique. Where's Meehan versus Wheel? Okay, hold on a second. I want to give, Wheel gets the credit. Andrew Wheel, a Harvard-trained medical doctor with a focus on holistic health. I get it. Okay, this is Dr. Wheel's thing. Okay, we want to give him credit. Go Wheel. All right. Big wheel, keep on turning. Okay. He explains, place the tip of your tongue against the ridge of tissue just behind your upper front teeth and keep it there through the entire exercise. So like this, like this. You will be exhaling through your mouth and around your tongue. Try pursing your lips slightly if this seems awkward. That's a five-step procedure. Okay, so first, this is trying to help you guys go to sleep. It's a breathing exercise. You first exhale completely through your mouth, but you need to make a whoosh sound. And remember, the tongue has to be behind the little skin behind the teeth. So it's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, it sounds like that. All right, okay, just do the whooshing sound. Close your mouth. I got to close my mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a mental count of four. Okay, so that's the first part of this. So first, get all the air out like that. And then inhale to a mental count of four. So you could do like four Mississippi, like one Mississippi, two, or just a mental count. You could do one, two, three, four, something like that. But through the nose. Your mouth is closed. So, okay, you got that? Then you have to hold your breath for a count of seven. So of the 4-7-8, here's the seven part where you hold your breath. So you breathe in for 4 seconds through your nose, then hold the breath for 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then exhale completely through your mouth, and you got to make another whooshing sound. But when you exhale, you have to do it for 8 counts. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so you see how you do it? You go, okay, so you're doing all that, right? And that's just one breath. Now, either this is so boring that you end up falling asleep, or you really are manipulating your bicarbonate level in your body such that you kind of induce maybe a mild respiratory alkalosis and you fall asleep. I don't know. But fast breathing doesn't seem to help you sleep as much as full breathing. They say do this 4-7-8. Okay, remember, 4 inhalation through the nose, 7 you hold your breath, 7 counts, 8 you breathe out through your mouth. You do it again for a cycle of 3 more times for a total of 4 breaths. I fell asleep. And you know me, I'm like running around the place going, you know, and my phone is going the whole time I'm trying to sleep. And it worked. So that's the 4-7-8 breathing exercise from Dr. Wheel from Harvard. Some of you have asked, why don't I come up with a technique? I do have a couple techniques that I'm thinking about patenting, but I can't even pronounce patenting. So, all right. 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, wait a second. This is a very interesting case. Did you guys hear about this paternity case where there's a New Jersey mother of twins, but two different fathers made those twins? Apparently, a mother of twins was applying for public assistance in Passaic County, New Jersey. And she made a claim, you know, that, you know, one man was responsible for her twins. Well, what was very interesting is when they did a paternity test, it looked like he was only the father of one of them. She admitted she had sex with somebody else that same week. This is an unusual ruling in State Superior Court in Passaic County, Judge Sohal Mohammed. I guess the man is only, the father only has to pay child support for one of the twins. All right? So the other one was conceived during a previously undisclosed tryst that happened within a week of sexual intercourse with the man she claimed was the father. So, needless to say, it doesn't sound like she's with either of them, especially if she's asking for child support. The man, originally described as the twin's father, identified in court documents only as A.S., will now have to pay child support only for the toddler who a DNA test showed was reliably his own. Well, I mean, yeah, the case, I guess, took root. The mom is identified as T.M., all right, and she was trying to get one, I guess, to, from what we understand, her romantic partner to do the paternity. And so the board filed an application to establish his paternity and force him to pay child support for the twins back in 2013. But I guess her claims started to fall apart as she revealed in testimony that she did have sex with a second unidentified man within a week of having sex with her romantic partner. I don't know how you guys do it. I'm exhausted after having sex. How do you do it twice in a week? I mean, it's exhausting. But, you know, I mean, you know. So, but, you know, she must be younger than me. Judge Mohammed accepted the results after testimony from Carl Hans Wurzinger, the lab director of the Identity Testing Division at Laboratory Corporation of America. The Law Journal reported, apparently Dr. Wurzinger has published a study saying 1 in 13,000 reported paternity cases involving twins with separate fathers. And this was one of those rare cases. Apparently she was obviously fertilized by different fathers during the same menstrual cycle. Now, sperm can live up to 5 days. So, if the sperm was sitting there from the first father, and it was just sitting there waiting for an egg. You know how men kind of wait around, you know, a bar, you know, for us women to kind of start stumbling, and then they're like, oh, I'll help you. Same thing with the sperm. Kind of is waiting for the egg to kind of stumble down the fallopian tube and be ready. If she didn't ovulate that first day, but she ovulated 5 days later, meanwhile, here comes sperm number two. And they're both there. And maybe she ovulated 2 eggs. And then that's my guess of what happened. So very, very interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, pill bottles, antique. I love to collect medical antiques. I don't think I have any medical antiques from a celebrity, but Elvis took Parafon Forte tablets for pain relief before he died tragically in 1977. He also had a vial for Trisoralin, which enhanced his tan. He had died from a heart attack brought on by prescription drug abuse when he was only 42. Oh, my gosh, that's scary. I'm 43, so I'm older than when Elvis died. You know, it's interesting. He looked a lot older when he died. You know, he looked like he was in his 50s, unfortunately. And so he had a heart attack, etc. So I guess what is up for auction now is the pill bottle of the Parafon Forte prescribed by Dr. George Nicolopoulos. And I guess it has his name. It also has a warning that says take as directed. I'm not sure what it's going to go for. It's up for auction. As I told my husband, he better save all my suppository bottles. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, obviously, we got Mother's Day this weekend. Yay! Look, I love my mother. I love my mother. I don't really celebrate Mother's Day too much because, you know, I have to celebrate for my mother. So, usually what my husband decides to do is, you know, get the holiday done all at once. Where, all right, well then, you know, we'll just, you know, take your mother out and we'll take you out and we'll just kill two, you know, birds with one stone. And it really doesn't get to be a very exciting day. You know, I've told you guys how I'd love to spend Mother's Day. I'd love to spend Mother's Day getting a nice, juicy nap. All right, just everybody leave me alone. Get out of the house. Okay, cats, get out of the bed. Dog, don't take a crap in the middle of the room. Let me get all cuddly with my pillow and blankie and take a nice 3-hour nap. That's what I want to do for Mother's Day. But, nah, it doesn't happen. You know, because we got to go do something for Mother's Day. And you know what? I love my mom, you know, and I don't know how many more decades, you know, she'll harangue me and give me guilt trips for her. And so I should cherish every minute I have with her. And, you know, I suppose since it's Mother's Day, we got to spend time with the kids also. You know, let them show, you know, some appreciation that I'm their mom. But, you know, what do you do? Okay, so I told you guys what we're going to do. We're going to go and see the Avengers movie. So that's good, because then that at least takes 3 hours out of the day where we don't have to sit and talk to each other and then fight. That's the problem. The more we talk, the more we fight. So you got to have like some sort of a buffer, okay? And then we'll probably go out to eat. But, you know, some of your moms are expecting a lot more. I don't expect nothing on Mother's Day. I just expect my kids not to fight and my kids to not give me a hard time. If the kids don't give me a hard time, that's like the biggest Mother's Day present I could ever ask for, all right? But some of you guys are like, no, my mom's going to want some goods. All right, so there's a lot of things you can do that are pretty inexpensive. AllYou.com has 46 Mother's Day gift ideas, all $50 or less, okay? So let's say your mom has nice feet. She's into footwear, etc. You could get her some really cool-looking flip-flop sandal sparkly thingies that look really, really cute, and they're not too expensive. You'd also get her a real nice scarf for if your mom is into birds and feeding birds. My mom scares the birds. But a bird feeder, you know, which is good in case your mom feeds on birds. But it's a good trap. All right. Little gardens. There's these little pots, little things where you could actually have, like this quote unquote instant garden sort of thing. In fact, what you could do is you could actually come up. I'm sure this is easy to, I don't know if they actually sell these things or if you make them, but I'm sure there's a way where you could already get the soil and you plant. This would be a really cool gift. You have this crate size mini garden. And you plot or plant like two or three of her favorite plants. The soil's there, the seeds are there, and it shouldn't be too expensive. And it's something she could kind of have in her house, and maybe you could get her a cute little watering container. I remember back in the early 70s, my little watering pot was green with this big daisy on it. I mean, it was so 60s, 70s. Get her something like that that's really, really cute and plant her favorite things and then leave her a little space in that nice fertilized soil for her to plant her favorite seed and get her a couple seeds that she could do. She'll love that stuff. I think that'll be, yeah, that's really, really good. Get her some sunglasses. You know, don't get moms a mug that says world's greatest mom. We know we're not the world's greatest mom. I get depressed when I see that because I'm like, I know gosh darn well, I no way, you know, nearly make the top 500,000 in terms of moms. So then I feel guilty. Although if that's what you want to do, make your mom feel guilty, go for it. You know, if you have a little bit more money and you want to maybe decorate, you know, her bathroom, it's very, very hard because some moms are very, very picky about how you decorate. But, you know, maybe you could, you know, do some wall hanging, some wall coverings, things like that. Those are pretty cool. If she likes to cook, get her a real nice apron. Nothing sexy, but a real nice apron. Moms love pictures of our kids. Make her the coolest collage of old memories. It's always hard because, like, my dad died, you know, and so a lot of the pictures of dad in it, you know, but they still like that. They still like memories and pictures and knowing that you still think about them, which is pretty good. Another thing you could do, which I was thinking about doing, is recording a song, you know, for my mom. I don't really know how it's going to go. You know, maybe, you know, you like the song, you know, Smoke It's in Your Eyes. Well, you know, my mom likes the Platters a lot. Like, I could do, you know, Only You Can I don't know, give me nightmares and make me want to just, you know, vomit because you drive me crazy, Mom. I love you, but you really bother me. Only you can make the darkness continue. Only you. I have to do it nice. She won't want a parody. She'll get all mad. I got to make it nice, but nothing romantic, of course. It'll kind of be like, Mama. There's got to be a song with Mama in it. I gotta think, I'm sure the Rolling Stones has a Mama song. I'll come up with something. So that's what I was thinking. I'll record a song that's nice. Okay? Moms like pillows. You can have a nice pillow. Crafts. Some moms are into crafts. I know what I need. I need something to organize all my makeup. And I need some real good makeup brushes. You guys have seen how I apply makeup. I know. So if my son's got me like a real good makeup brush set, I would totally dig that. You know what I would love? If you really want to know if my kids are listening, I would love a subscription to the sports channels. I would really love that. I'm sick and tired of what I want to watch sometimes not playing or not airing on the regular network. So I would probably want one of the ESPN sport channels that you pay for, I definitely want to see the next UFC fight, maybe pay for that. That'd be something kind of nice. Just give me the money. Just give me the money or a gift card and let me go shopping. That's always nice. So if your mom really, really likes, I once bought my mom a grocery store gift card because I didn't know.
You got a gift card.
Oh no, my hubby just heard. Problem is, you know what my husband does? Okay, I'm thinking he's going to get me a gift card to Target or Walmart because I love shopping there. What he does is he gets me a gift card for, like, Fredericks of Hollywood. And I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to what? So he does selfish gifts. So his gifts turn out to be, you know, a gift for him. Please. Honestly, it's not really a gift. It's actually a nightmare. If you see me in anything that, you know, Fredericks of Hollywood makes, scary stuff. If your mom likes alcohol, very easy. All right, very, very easy. I was thinking about getting my mom a prescription for Prozac. I mean, how many moms would love that? That's good. Candles, you can't go wrong with candles. Music things, you know, lotions, spa day. My mom's like me. We're not really into going to the spa. Don't be massaging my feet. Don't go near my feet. Oh, hell no. Stay away from my feet. So my mom and I are a lot like that. No massage oils, nothing like that, unless, of course, it's dirt. I'm going to use my husband's Fredericks of Hollywood gift card, right? And then the massage oils that I guess the kids get me because they don't know what the hell to get me. And then I'll call Dirk. That'll teach him not to get me a sports channel subscription. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But you know what? Coming from me and mom, you know, I've been called a mother by a lot of people. You know, we never really get over our kids getting older and then not needing us. So honestly, you know, show some love to your mom and your wife. A lot of times doesn't get the love she needs from her kids. So, you know, husbands and boyfriends, you got to make a real big deal about Mother's Day. You really do. All right, guys, don't go away. More babies. When are the most babies born? Not conceived, but born. We'll talk about that in a sec. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, 8 a.m. is the peak time for cesarean sections, hence a very busy time for babies to be born. They say about half of all births involved C-sections or drug-induced labor in 2013. A lot of doctors say, why not deliver you at 8 a.m.? Also, very, very common delivery time is the noon hour. The noon hour, midnight, least common time for deliveries. About 1% of births are done outside the hospital, usually at home. In contrast to hospitals, the most common time for delivery at home is between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. You know, it's very interesting. When I had to have both my deliveries induced, they planned it such that I would hopefully go into labor later that night. That it turned out days later, and I ended up giving birth roughly 5 and 5:30, respectively, with both kids the next day. So for me, 5 p.m. is a biggie, which is good because then I could, you know, watch. I guess there were reruns of Friends on at 6, so it was good. According to the CDC report, Tuesday is the day with the highest number of births on average. Sunday has the lowest number. There are nearly 4 million U.S. births a year. U.S. birth rates fell to record lows in 2013 for women under 30, but rose for most older age groups. 40% of babies are now born to single women. A third of births are C-section. Many public health experts are saying the C-sections are medically unnecessary. By the way, Mother's Day became a national day of observance in May 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second day of Monday as a time to honor moms. There are other countries that also make Mother's Day this Sunday. See all this little Mother's Day stuff. But apparently the 8 o'clock hour, 8 a.m. or early morning is the busiest and very interesting in terms of birth. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Higher altitude may lead to lower weight. I am ready to pack my bags and move to Mount Everest if I could shake this tushy issue I have been dealing with. So I guess people who live at higher altitudes tend to be a little slimmer. Research included more than 9,300 Spanish university graduates who were not overweight or obese at the part of the study. They were divided into three groups based on their home's altitude. Below 407 feet, 407 feet to 1,496 feet, and 1,496 feet above. Over a median follow-up of 8.5 years, nearly 2,100 of those 9,300 participants became overweight and obese. After they accounted for other factors like diet and physical activity, the research concluded that study participants who lived at high altitudes were 13% less likely to become overweight or obese than those who lived in low altitudes. So they say it may not be realistic for all of us, but it's encouraging to see that this effect occurred at about 1,500 feet altitude. I think where I live, the altitude is 1,600. So that's pretty damn cool. Although I don't really see my weight going down. Maybe it's because of the lower concentrations of air are causing lower obesity rates. Maybe the lower concentrations of oxygen suppress hunger. I notice when I'm up in the mountains, I don't really get hungry. You know, I get thirsty more, but I don't really get hungry. Maybe it's because people who live in higher altitudes do more nature type stuff. You know, so maybe they're more active, even though they said they already kind of, ruled that part out. So, interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Look how much you guys are learning today. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, statin medications, my favorite group of medications ever, now have been found to slow down cancer, prostate cancer progression. Way cool. Basically, these statin medications are just blowing us away in terms of all the things they could do. They looked at 9 out of 26 men undergoing hormone therapy for advanced prostate therapy, and those that were already concomitantly taking statin medications for cholesterol found significant benefits. Their cancer remained stable for an average of 27.5 months before worsening, compared with an average of 17.4 months among men not taking statins. Now, according to senior author Dr. Philip Kantoff, he says these findings are preliminary, so I would not recommend that everybody start on statins to slow prostate cancer. However, If you are thinking about a cholesterol medication to use because you have high cholesterol and high family history of heart disease, I would say that you may want to check that out. That would probably be a brilliant idea. Listen, I love the statin medications. I'm still not completely convinced that, that it, I apologize. I'm having a little trouble here with, I'm trying to pull up something here on that. Anyway, I'm not convinced that statin medications cause diabetes, but I'm watching that, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys are like, statin medications are going to give me diabetes, Dahlia, and then you're going to make me ill. I make you ill anyway, okay? I'm not making people ill just, you know, with my singing, and many of you guys have seen my pictures, but when it comes to statin medications, I still really believe in them. I really, really do. So, you know, maybe if you're prone to prostate cancer and you have high cholesterol, it may be a smart thing to do. I don't know. Something to look at. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're not done. We got more news. Scientists are warning of chemicals in your pizza box. All right? There's a group of environmental scientists that have issued a warning about chemicals known as the PFASs. These are chemicals known as the polyfluoroalkyl and the perfluoroalkyl. I guess they are used not only in pizza boxes, but carpet cleaners, etc. And I think what they do is they prevent the grease from dripping out of the pizza box. PFAS is usually on wax paper a lot of times, I think. And here it is. It prevents the boxes from getting soaked by grease from a hot, freshly made pizza. You know, people always wonder, why is that? Well, it's probably because they have that. Now, I believe that there are some scientists or there's actually some countries urging restrictions on the use of chemicals. I don't know much about what these chemicals do. I apologize. I can barely pronounce these things. But there's something that's used in a lot of our products. So they're worried about low-dose endocrine disruption, immunotoxicity, the short-chain PFAs could possibly inhibit your immune system, possibly be toxic to it. So these are things that they're looking at. Right now, representatives from the chemical industry and DuPont are continually to insist that the latest version of these chemicals are perfectly safe. But people are also concerned, well, what about, the environment? So we'll see. All right. Your measles vaccination may help preserve your defenses against other illnesses. A new study suggests that the measles shot has a super extra bonus. Okay, since measles weakens your immune system, your having got the measles vaccine could actually up your immune system, not only for measles, but for other diseases. According to Dr. Richard Wenzel, an infectious disease specialist at Virginia Commonwealth University, he is not involved in the study, but he says the message is clear in terms of not only is the vaccine safe and effective against measles, but it may help guard against other infections. A lot of debate going on about are there risks, to vaccines? Are we giving our kids too many? Are we allowed as a government or a country to mandate vaccine and force parents to vaccinate if they don't want to? And I'm sure we'll see the Supreme Court get involved. But I'm definitely pro-vaccine, very, very pro-vaccine. Just we do have to figure out how to quell fears and concerns about what a lot of moms and dads go through when they have to bring their healthy child in and have something injected into them as their child is being healthy. I understand that apprehension. It is. And if we don't understand that and deal with it, we're never going to be able to fight the misconceptions that happen on vaccines. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.